It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, the annual Father's Day fly-in is returning to the Columbia Airport in Tuolumne County Saturday, June 15th. It's a big event in the community. There's also a new airport manager for Tuolumne County, Tanya Scheffner. She's joining us today on Motherlode Views. Tanya Scheffner, it's great to have you on the program.
Hi, BJ. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me on.
So roughly how long have you been the airport manager now?
Hi, I started working with Tuolumne County Airports on February 20th of this year, so a very short time. I'm going on just over 3 months.
So still relatively new. How's the experience been to this point?
It's been wonderful. I love our airports, and so I wake up every day excited to go in and grateful for the opportunity to serve our county.
So tell us about your background and how you became interested in aviation.
Well, my background was a little bit of a winding path to become airport manager. I was working in upper management at an engineering firm prior to this for the past 10 years. I have a degree in geology and worked in consulting. In the meantime, I had spent several years hanging around various airports because my young son was interested in aviation. And over that period of time, I went from being terrified of flying to falling in love with it. And through hanging out with my son, who's working on his private pilot's license, he's 17, and being in the area at Columbia Airport, when the position came open, I thought it would be a great opportunity to see if I can transfer my skills and my love of aviation to serve the airports.
Yeah, that's great. You know, youth aviation, is that something you're passionate about as well?
I'm thoroughly passionate about aviation and youth. We have an aviation explorers post out at the airport that I'm the post advisor for, and we have at least 12 aviation explorers that are with the high school that come in and meet twice a month. We go over flight school, aviation dynamics, and mechanics. And what's so great about aviation is the fact that there's kids all over that have been passionate and haven't had a chance to actually be at airports can be a little intimidating. So we provide that opportunity there. And the job growth right now is phenomenal for aviation. The pay is generally good for commercial aviators. And the mechanics is also another growing industry for aviation mechanics. And for every one pilot, we need 5 mechanics. So we are a career-centered program out there working towards helping the youth.
So having active airports in the community could be an economic generator as well.
Yeah, the indirect economic benefits of having an airport are something that I've been learning more and more as I've been out at the airport. We have people flying from all over the state, other states that come to enjoy our beautiful airport. I'm learning through my own experience working toward my personal private pilot's license. We have truly one of the most beautiful airports in all of California. We're only one of 2 airports, public airports, that has a grass strip. We have a campground. We have wonderful flying events for various types of aircraft, and it's really a great economic boost to the area because people fly in, and then they want to enjoy and go see the sights of Tuolumne County. I saw a family fly in from San Diego during the winter, and they went up to Dodge Ridge and enjoyed Dodge Ridge, and we have people fly in and walk to the local restaurants or borrow one of our transport cars and go to the town and enjoy the sights.
And you oversee both the Columbia Airport and Pine Mountain Lake, correct?
Yes.
So if anybody's not familiar, can you kind of explain just about what we have locally when it comes to airports?
We have 2 airports, 2 public airports, Pine Mountain Lake up in Groveland and Columbia, that's located in Columbia here. And both are public airports that we can fly into anytime.
And what would you say is kind of your role then as airport manager?
Airport manager is kind of a jack of all trades. We wear many hats. One of the main priorities of an airport manager is to make sure that the airport is running safe operations in compliance with state and federal standards. And so that's a big part of our job is Making sure that our runways are clear, that our lighting is working. We speak to any pilots that aren't demonstrating safe behavior.
When you look out kind of like into the future, you know, do you have kind of some goals that you kind of see as airport manager?
Absolutely. So my short-term goals are just getting to know the airports, getting to know our tenants and my team that I'm working with, which I'm very grateful. We have an awesome team out there that I'm inheriting. And then address any small safety concerns or operational concerns that I may find. And then the long-term goals, we would love to have more community-friendly events. So stay tuned for those, because we want to share our amazing airports. I need to work on acquiring more grant funding for capital improvement projects that we have on the horizon. So there's FAA grants and state grants that we need to apply for to help with some of our bigger projects that will require funding.
So getting into a little bit more about the big event that's coming up, the Father's Day fly-in, what can you tell us about what's all on tap this year?
I'm so glad you asked. We're very excited to host this year's Father's Day fly-in. Some brief history on the Father's Day fly-in. The Columbia Airport was dedicated on Father's Day in 1935. And so they started the fly-in in 1967, sort of to commemorate that dedication. And so we're going on the 55th annual Father's Day fly-in. And for this year, we are honoring World War II veterans. The honoring of the World War II veterans involves an amazing opportunity called Dream Flights. Dream Flights is an organization that will fly to our airports and provide local veterans with a free flight in a wonderful vintage aircraft. To the best of my knowledge, we are the Dream Flights is offering the vintage aircraft, which is a Stearman, which is open cockpit bi-wing plane. So it's very exciting, and we have 13 veterans signed up.
Yeah, so as long as you're a veteran, you can get a free ride. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, so that's going to be just brilliant to see. That'll be occurring in the mornings.
Are you still taking sign-ups for that at all, or is it full?
I believe we're full. We had to have our last sign-up by May 23rd.
Okay.
So if anyone wanted to get on a wait list, there's a potential that they could come get on the wait list for it. So we're going to have Dream Flights to honor our World War II veterans. We will have a color guard and a missing man tribute. And followed by that, we're going to provide slow planes, viewing, such as Stearman and Cubs. We'll have cool aircraft like the Pitts aircraft and some faster planes like RVs and an extra. So we're going to have some really awesome planes out there. We'll have a vintage car show. It's a classic car show in Shine that is people judged. So everyone that comes into the airport will have a chance to judge the car show. We are going to have amazing vendors and food trucks.
So what type of vendors can people expect?
Well, we'll have, I don't want to name any in particular because
okay,
I don't want to seem like I'm
like
I'm favoring any, but yeah, great food vendors and local vendors.
So it's going to be a full day of activities for people to come out and see.
Yes, and then we're going to have a kids area, so we're going to have tricycle races and kids games dedicated to the youngsters. And my family and I we've made it to several of these fly-ins prior to me becoming the airport manager. And I just wanted to share a story that it was, in fact, the Father's Day fly-in that helped inspire my son when he was 5 to get into aviation. And he's 17 now because there were plane rides. We paid to go up in a Cessna 172, which is a 4-seater plane. And when he got out of the plane, he never looked back. He knew he wanted to be a pilot. And we will have plane rides for a price from various private commercial operations out there. So we might change at least one life for the better to pursue aviation.
Yeah, it's a great story. I'm glad to hear he's doing so well with aviation. We need to take a quick break. We are talking with the new airport manager of Tuolumne County on this weekend's Motherlode Views, Tanya Scheffner. We're also previewing the Father's Day fly-in that is just a week away. It's coming up June 15th. At the Columbia Airport. It's going to be running from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. that day. And if you miss any of this or past Motherlode View shows, a reminder that they are archived in the media section of mymotherlode.com to listen at your convenience. A programming note, next week we're going to be focusing on the community of Tuolumne. There's several big projects getting underway, like a bike park and some other aspects in Tuolumne that are being overseen by the Tuolumne Parks and Recreation District. Also some events that are planned for later this summer in Tuolumne. Here all about it next week with a panel of guests. Our second segment with Tanya Scheffner, the new Tuolumne County Airports Manager, is coming up in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking with the new airport manager in Tuolumne County, Tanya Scheffner. We're also previewing the upcoming Father's Day fly-in, which is just a week away in Tuolumne County at the Columbia Airport. You know, getting back to the fly-in a little bit, can you talk a little bit about just kind of what goes on to put on this event and the role of volunteers as well, who I know are critical?
Absolutely. So this event is months in the planning. We've had the planning phase for over approximately 6 months. And we have our star planner, who is my administrative assistant, Tracy Williams O'Neill. And she's been putting together the dream flights, gathering the car show participants, all of the planes that will be flying in. So it's a big undertaking, our vendors, our food trucks. And she's also coordinating with our other volunteers, which would include Hot Ramp Boss, our safety coordinators. We have community service patrol going around making sure everyone stays safe. We have our airport maintenance technicians that are setting up all of our safety zones and different areas, keeping the place looking good. Display plane parking is a big undertaking because generally we're an active airport, so people could still be flying in here and there. So we have to make sure everybody stays safe with their routes. And that's basically it. We have a lot of moving parts during the day.
You're obviously newer to the position of airport manager. Do you have any idea how far away people fly into the fly-in every year?
I do, based on anecdotal evidence of having friends in the aviation community. So I happen to know people fly in from Southern California, from the Bay Area, from Nevada. I know we have one person coming in as far away as Idaho.
Very cool. And the event is free of charge for people to get in?
This year, we're charging a small fee so that we can help recoup our costs.
Okay.
We have a $5 entrance fee for adults and $2.50 for kids.
And what should people keep in mind when it comes to parking?
Oh, parking this year is free with a shuttle. So we recommend people park at the elementary school, Columbia Elementary, and we will have Tuolumne County shuttles to the event.
Well, anything else I didn't ask you about the fly-in before we get into other topics?
Regarding the fly-in, I would just encourage anyone who wants to see some really neat planes and awesome classic cars to come out and support the airport. Come see our beautiful Columbia Airport and enjoy the day with your family.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to learn more about the Columbia Airport and airports in general in Tuolumne County. You know, what are the types of services that are operational at the airports?
Yeah, so we have quite a few service-based operators. They're called fixed-base operators that work out of Columbia Airport and Pine Mountain Lake. So some of the examples, and forgive me, operators, if I miss some, but we have CAL FIRE Air Attack, which is the most obvious, and they serve the state with fire suppression. And Columbia is a great centrally located airport for their operations. We have S-2 bombers and OV-10 Broncos that are the spotter planes, and helicopter to help with fire suppression. In fact, last year, where I live in Sonora, we had a lightning strike. And because we live so close to the CAL FIRE Air Attack base, the helicopter came in, grabbed some water from a reservoir, and suppressed it within 2 hours. And it was a windy August day. So we're so grateful for CAL FIRE. We have Courtney Aviation. They are an amazing fixed-based operator that has enhanced fire suppression through real-time fire data intelligence capability. They have infrared data management of fires, so they work in conjunction with fire suppression. We have another great fixed-based operator called Intermountain Helicopter, and they also help with fire services, aerial construction, agriculture, to name a few of their services. We have an amazing flight school, Springfield Flight Services. I'm currently a student there, and my son is a student there as well. But they help pilots get their private pilot's license all the way up to their commercial license certificates. So we're very grateful for them. And we have a fixed base operator called Stanger Aviation Associates who helps us keep the planes in the air. Planes have moving parts and they break, and we are fortunate enough to have an airframe and power plant mechanic facility at our airport. Pine Mountain Lake also has Yosemite Flights, and they offer aerial tours of Yosemite and the surrounding area. I haven't had a chance to get in on a Yosemite aerial tour, but I would love to see Yosemite from the sky.
So flight school, is that something you would encourage people to do? Has it been life-changing for you?
Oh, I love learning to fly. It's been transformative. I encourage anyone that might have the dream of flying to go and check out what it would take to become a private pilot, and to pursue that. Absolutely. You have to learn so much about, you know, physics and some math, some navigation. It's just a really great discipline, and it's just wonderful to see our area from the sky in particular. Some flight schools are in the middle of a, you know, dense city, and it's not as pretty to fly around, but we have New Maloney's Lake and Table Mountain, and the views from the sky early morning taking a flight lesson, it can't be beat.
You know, when you look out on the horizon when it comes to projects over the next, you know, 5 years or so, what are some things that are kind of being looked at right now?
Yeah, so I'm inheriting the airport, and so we have some capital improvement plans that we need to work together with the FAA and the state to acquire some grant funding, because these are large capital improvement projects. Some of the things that are on the table would be updating our automated weather observation system. That's called an AWOS. So, you know, Columbia Airport, it was founded in 1935, 1967. We had the Father's Day fly-in. Our airport's fairly old, and so we have some older equipment that we need to replace. So that would be one of our projects that we would look into. Pavement, I never thought I would love so much pavement in the world, being at an airport, but I'm surrounded by pavement, and it lasts 20 to 40 years, so we need to look into getting some of our pavement replaced or reconditioned. Those are a couple of our big projects.
Right. You mentioned you have to work kind of closely with the FAA and the planning and all that type of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. So the federal government is pretty supportive of airports. It's a matter of national security. They love to have the airports in good working condition. And so we have the opportunity to apply for grants. So that'll be a big part of my role in the next 5 years, is working with the people at the FAA and the state to come up with the grant funding that they will approve. it's often a lot of that funding is paid through from gas, avgas tax, and taxes on aviation.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with the new airport manager for Tuolumne County, Tanya Scheffner, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Our last segment is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking with the new Tuolumne County Airport Manager, Tanya Scheffner. We're also previewing the upcoming Father's Day fly-in. It's a popular event in Tuolumne County. It's coming up on June 15th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Columbia Airport. You know, one topic we haven't dived into too much is just kind of the role of the airports when it comes to economic development. What do you see kind of that connection?
Oh, I'm happy you asked. Prior to me becoming involved in aviation, airports weren't really on my radar. And so I never realized the economic benefits of airports until I started spending more time out at them. There's direct and indirect benefits of economically of having an airport in your town. For example, the users of the airport have airplanes and they pay taxes on those airplanes to the county of Tuolumne. We have the businesses that are there providing services, and they provide income to their employers, which ends up being spent in our area, as well as they pay taxes as well on their businesses. So some great direct benefits to the county. We have the indirect benefits, such as people flying in from all over to come enjoy our area. Columbia and Pine Mountain Lake are just very attractive areas, and people like to come out this way for recreation. They bring their planes and they bring their curiosity to explore our towns. And while doing so, they open their pocketbooks at our local retail businesses and our awesome restaurants that we have. And so they filter through and they spend money when they come visit.
And a unique aspect, too, there's a campground at the airport in Columbia?
Oh, I'm happy you asked about our campground. Yes, we have a fly-in campground. We have a grass strip, which is unique for public airports. There's only one other public airport in California that has a grass strip. So we have this beautiful grass strip that we maintain. People fly in with their airplanes, and they park near the grass strip and enjoy our fly-in campground. We have fire pits, designated camp areas, bathrooms, what's called a pavilion. It's a beautiful, newly remodeled structure that people can hold events in with a kitchen and everything. So we have what's called fly-ins every year with different type of aircrafts that have been coming for some of these fly-in camps have been coming in for 40 years. So, for example, a couple weekends ago, we had the fly-in of the Luscombe, and they are these really cool vintage tail dragger airplanes, and they all get together and fly in and camp for the weekend at our facility. And while they're here, they take time to walk to Columbia, take rides into Sonora, even go further up into the high country and see the sights while they're here.
Very cool. Kind of a hidden aspect of the Columbia Airport that a lot of people may not realize.
Yeah, we're so lucky to have it. It's beautiful.
You know, getting back to the fly-in, again, that's going to be June 15th, running from 10 to 3 at the Columbia Airport. Any tips for first-time visitors who might be coming out?
Well, if I was a first-time visitor, I would plan on arriving early, and I would want to see the honoring of the opening ceremony and the Color Guard, National Anthem, our Missing Man Formation flyover. That'll all be early in the morning. And take time to enjoy some of the food vendors at lunch and enjoy some of our flyovers during the afternoon. I would plan for a day and bring a hat bring water. We will have some shade tents provided for people to rest and make it a day with the family.
Yeah, don't forget your sunscreen that day. And then so 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., do you recommend people stay for the whole time or do people often come and go?
I've seen people come and go. It depends on how passionate you are about aviation. I like to stay there all day. You can't pry me away from the airport.
And then remind us the types of planes that people can expect to see when they come that day.
Yeah, so we originally had a World War II, our theme is World War II, remembering when. So we want to have some vintage aircraft. We have what's called a T-6. That's a trainer, big radial engine trainer plane. We have a Pitts aircraft. We have some slow planes like a Stearman and Cubs. And we'll have some fast planes such as a Vans RV and Extra.
And then with the car show, do you get a pretty wide variety of different old vehicles?
We're keeping, I'm not privy to the details of each car that's coming in, but we wanted them to be pre-1960s. So we should have some really neat old classic cars. And there will be a classic car parade and a classic car judging.
And then, as you mentioned, the people who come will be the judges for the classic cars?
Yes.
Okay. And anything else that stands out, thinking about that upcoming weekend?
Whenever I think of the Father's Day fly-in, I just go back to my memories of going to the Father's Day fly-in over the past two decades that I've had the opportunity of living in the area. And I just have to reiterate that if you have any interest in aviation, that you should come and check out the planes. And especially for the youth, if we have any kids that are on the fence about pursuing a career in aviation or even their private pilot's license, that this could be, the catalyst for them to make the decision to keep continuing on that journey.
As you mentioned, it's a whole family event. What type of events for it specifically for the kids?
Hi, so we have fun tricycle races for the kids, and then we'll have some aviation games set up for them to play. And some prizes for the little ones.
In future years, if people are interested in volunteering, are you accepting volunteers for the fly-in?
Oh, yes. We love our volunteers. So you would just want to get in touch with the airport. We're on the website and give us a call and let us know. We will start reaching out for volunteers a few months prior to the event next year, which we're already planning.
So if people are interested, what types of things would they do if they're planning to be a volunteer?
So volunteers do everything from crowd control to airplane parking and everything in between.
And again, tell us kind of the theme of this year's event.
So the theme of this year's event is honoring World War II veterans. We will have World War II veterans in a VIP tent. We will be providing them with dream flights for those that signed up. They'll get a free ride in a vintage aircraft in the morning. And we will do a missing man and a color guard ceremony.
Yeah, I know, unfortunately, with COVID, the Father's Day fly-in went away for a couple of years, but it sounds like you're really starting to try to build it back up to make it what it was before and maybe even bigger and better in the future.
Absolutely. So as we all know, COVID put a damper on a lot of cool events that happened in the past, and Father's Day fly-in was no exception, but we're excited to rebuild the event.
Well, Tanya Scheffner, it's been great having you on Motherload Views today. I wish you the best in your future role here, as well as the upcoming Father's Day fly-in. I hope it is great turnout and great event for the community once again.
Thank you so much. And to anyone out there with interest in aviation, we look forward to seeing you on June 15th.
Again, we've been talking with Tanya Scheffner, who is the new airport manager in Tuolumne County. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Again, the Father's Day fly-in is coming up. It's June 15th, Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Columbia Airport. And a reminder that next week on Motherload Views, we'll focus on some happenings in Tuolumne. We'll have a panel of guests from the Tuolumne Parks and Recreation District. They're going to tell us about some projects that are underway in Tuolumne and some special events and fundraising efforts that are going to be coming up later this summer. That's next week on Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.